What was I supposed to do today? Oh, you know what? I'll check my day planner. Let me get that. Oh, it's right here. Just look through, record a new ad for the greatest podcast of all. I wonder what that could be. Well, it's the Low Blow Podcast, where myself, Adam Z, Dave Rowan, and sometimes Kristen Naomi Garcia scour the internet for all the news mainstream media doesn't want you to know, talk about Star Wars and Marvel films, because those are the only reviews we do, pick on Florida, because it wouldn't be this show without Florida. So search us on all your favorite podcasting app of choice and at lowblowpodcast.net. Appropriately inappropriate.
Ow!
Give me a keg of beer.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
Just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, what's up? It's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fantastic edition of Drunk at the Movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. This week, it's another crossover episode. Last week, you heard Karaoke Big E at the Movies. This time, it's Dishing Disney at the Movies. Joining me on the couch, like she does every night of the week, Brianna, welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome to your couch.
Thank you.
We are here. We're going to watch a Disney movie. It is a live-action one. It has actually been on the Drunk at the Movies list since the beginning of the show. It just so happens now we have an excuse to watch it and talk Disney and drink some beers and whatnot. So hope you guys enjoy this. If there are any people checking this out because of Dishing Disney, welcome. Hope you enjoy the show and stick around and party with us. As always, like I said, it's brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing, and this week we are featuring It's a Brute Friggin' Time, which is a Brute-style IPA. It says, dry like an extra Brute champagne, this new style of IPA lets the yeast consume almost all of the sugars and projects a dryness that impersonates bitterness. Idaho 7 and El Dorado hops are showcased. This is a brand new one. 6.8% ABV, so head down to Bearded Owl, check it out, get a growler, get a crowler. Either way, you can drink one in-house. Just pony up to the bar and tell them Drunk at the Movies sent you. All right, well, if you own a copy of this movie, what we are going to watch, it's one that I've seen many times as a kid, from 1994, Blank Check. So, we are going to drink some beer, we're going to talk about the movie, how ridiculous it is, and essentially kind of do a live Dishing Disney episode. So, yeah. You probably won't hear this on Dishing Disney, because we're going to kind of take care of it here. So, hope you guys enjoy it, and you'll get a little bit of a glimpse into what you can hear on Thursdays over at Dishing Disney. Alright, well, get your copy of Blank Check ready and hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Now, we're actually recording this. We are a week and a couple days away from actually being at Disney World.
Yes.
Yeah. That we're recording in advance. I do want to apologize in advance. There's going to be a week we probably won't have an episode. Next week, from when you're hearing this, there most likely will not be an episode just because we're on vacation for a couple weeks. If for some reason there is an episode, that just means I got back from vacation and Brianna and I probably sat down and knocked out another episode, but I'm not going to guarantee that. So hope you guys enjoy it and please forgive us for, you know, not providing constant content. We like to hang out. We like to have fun. We don't always drink in front of microphones, but I do frequently, you know.
Yeah, pretty frequently.
Pretty
yeah.
frequently. That's what happens when you have like four, no, I have five now, don't I?
You don't even know.
Well, because like Drunken Lullabies, I'm not really doing as much anymore, which, you know, the listeners know, the Drunkomaniacs are aware. These shows are on the same feed. I've talked about it, that Drunken Lullabies will still be around. I just won't be doing it as much. It's kind of on a, you know, when something is worth doing a show about, I guess. But shit, I'll sit and watch a movie and drink beer anytime. So this is kind of a weird opening, right? For a kid's movie. We have a fugitive on the run from what we can tell. He's now in what looks to be some abandoned warehouse with a blowtorch trying to get a briefcase. What's in the briefcase?
Money, 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 money.
Hey. Okay.
Lots of money.
Lots of hundreds. Those are accurate.
Oh, who is that? He creeps me out.
He's been a lot of stuff.
I think he creeps me out in everything he's in.
Is well, he that a means bad he's guy good.
In everything?
Yeah, he's a character actor and, you know, apparently just plays bad guys. His name is Miguel Ferrer. He plays Quigley in this. He actually died in January of 2017.
Oh, man.
He was in RoboCop. He was in Traffic. He's been in a bunch of stuff. 125 credits. You would know him if you saw him. And this guy, I don't know if you recognize him or not. He was on a little TV show called Family Ties. He was the new kid that they introduced towards the end of the show because, you know, when the other actors start growing up, they have to bring in a new cute kid. He was that. That guy right there is Bud Bundy from Married with Children. That's his brother.
Yeah.
You can totally tell they're brothers. It's not David Faustino. It's Michael Faustino. And this guy, playing the dad, he is another guy that you've seen in a lot of things.
Is his name Harry? He looks like a Harry.
His name is James Rebhorn.
Not even close.
He died in 2014. He was in Son of a Woman, Independence Day. Probably the last thing he did that people really saw a lot of was Homeland. He did about 8 episodes of that. He was on White Collar.
Why do you always have to announce that people die?
Well, I'm just letting...
Is that the first or second
thing? Because it's the first thing that's on IMDb. He's in another Disney movie that we will probably... I can almost guarantee we're going to watch it on and do a show on Dishing Disney. The Odd Life of Timothy Green. So stay tuned for that. We'll be seeing our friend James Rebhorn again.
Harry.
Yes. So this is totally... a 90s computer. Look at this thing. Floppy.
Yeah.
Floppy Man. Disks, but not the hard, not the soft floppy, like the hard floppy. Which I know is an oxymoron. But, this is ridiculous. This little voice thing he's doing. Butt to face. Butt to face.
And the mouth moving up in the corner. I remember being on the computer, though, and there was some game that our family always, for some reason, played, but if you typed in something, this voice would read it, and so, we didn't even actually play the game, I don't think, we just
typed in ridiculous
things just to hear what it sounded like for the computer to say things, inappropriate things.
So I guess what we're supposed to realize right now is he's kind of a wimpy kid. He's got two older brothers who kind of pick on him. He has a computer. And now he's going to a birthday party for this kid named Butch in his class who he doesn't like. And for good reason. Look at that kid. He just looks like an asshole in training. Right?
Something. That hat and...
Well, he's...
I know.
It's trying to take the black culture of the 90s and be a ginger youth and be like, yeah, man, I get it. Because that's totally like a different world, Cosby Show type of clothes there. And yeah, this is kind of sad. Like, he's only got $6. Sad. So everybody's wanting to go on these rides. It's not like, well, this is filmed at a Six Flags, but you have to use tokens for every ride, which is ridiculous. Just, they should do a wristband and you can go into whatever one you want. But they're trying to drive home the point, oh, the kid doesn't have tons of money.
Well, and his dad just got done saying that he's allowing his brothers to take over his room because they're doing something to earn money themselves.
Right.
And that he needs to, you know, do the same thing.
Learn the value of a dollar. So he wanted to go on a roller coaster, but it was 7, and he only had 6 for the whole day, so he's on the baby ride, you know, and now he's on the big giant swings.
Those are fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure, I think there's a ride at Disney World that's kind of like some of these, and we're probably going to go on it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, we're take a little breather from standing in the hour-long lines.
Yeah, totally. You can't have a fast pass for everything. So, yeah, now they're making fun of him, saying he's on an ostrich.
What did he choose the ostrich for? He brought that on himself.
Well, I think no matter what he was on, they were going to make fun of him.
True.
Okay, here's the...
How'd he get cotton candy?
Yeah, that might have been one ticket. But he's standing on the splash bridge. He should know what's about to happen. Nobody else is there. And here comes the tidal wave. And now he's pissed his pants. And ruined his cotton candy. That cotton candy will, like, shrivel up big time. Are we broke? Oh, this is fun. Let's discuss our finances with our parents. What does that even mean?
Money. He saved so I can pay it off Ralph and Damien knocked off.
Anything else?
Well, maybe go give him one of his birthday presents early.
Oh, his birthday's coming.
Yeah.
He just shakes the money out.
Well, you know, when you're a kid, that's kind of what you do. I have a feeling Jackson would kind of do that, too.
What?
Get a card, you look for the money.
Yeah.
So we got a blank check.
How much did you get last year, honey?
$1,000.
$10.
Wait, Dad, what about inflation?
Oh, my God. You'd be surprised how fast $11...
Okay, well, here's the thing. Him writing the 11 on the side, that doesn't mean anything. Because you have to go by what's written out on the check. Just a little bank inside info here. You can write $50 million in the little box there in the numbers. But if it says $5 written out, that's what you're getting. Just saying.
So in 342,000 months. Did it say years or month?
It may have been years. Who knows? He's trying to see when that would turn into, what, $1 million?
Yeah, his $11 check.
Yeah. His birthday wish list, he wants his brothers knocked off. That's kind of dark.
It is.
He wants his own house. Not a very realistic birthday list, in my opinion.
How old is he, has it said, or do we know?
Let's see, this like came out 12? In 94. He was born, he's my age. So he's 13 when this came out, but while it was being filmed, let's say
12.
12. So, and he, if you want to know what Brian Bonsall has been up to lately, let's check his rap sheet. He retired from acting. He got arrested for assault. He was sentenced to 2 years of probation in 2007. In 2009, he was arrested for third-degree assault and failure to appear from the previous charge. In 2010, he was arrested for marijuana. He was sentenced in April 2010 for 2 years probation. And he's currently in a band that actually I have heard of and own some of their stuff. But he's a member of the Ataris now.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
What does he do?
I believe he plays guitar. So, yeah. How about that?
So Brian had a rough run there for a little bit, but...
Yeah, he's now married, it says, since October 2017. Best of luck to those kids. Hope that works out. But, yeah, if the Ataris come to your town, you can see the star of Blank Check on stage. So, there you go. A little fun fact. So, we're at the bank now. And the bad guy with the briefcase is evidently friends with the bank manager. They got a little side deal going here. And he's telling him he's supposed to deliver this money to a guy named Juice.
No, Juice would pick it up.
Okay.
He's like, he didn't tell him anything about him, just that his name is Juice and he'll pick.
He'll be there in,
yeah,
in a day or so. And now here we go. Our little friend is showing up at the bank. For some reason, there were, flyers outside the bank.
For with one of somebody's, the tellers?
Yeah.
Isn't that what she is? She's a teller.
I believe so.
Do you guys just put flyers up with your faces?
No, but I don't look like Karen Duffy. So
that's
maybe,
true.
Maybe if I did, they would.
I mean, you're a cute guy.
Yeah, thanks. But I'm not Duff from MTV. Do you remember her?
No.
No? I kind of had a crush on her.
Yeah. You told me that when we watched it.
Yeah.
I mean...
She appeared in like two movies in the year this came out. She was in Blank Check and she was in Dumb and Dumber. And she didn't really do a whole lot of acting after that. I think she actually had a Lyme disease or something.
Oh, man. That's no good.
Yeah. But... She was an MTV video jockey. She did the voice of Linda Otter in The Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's her most recent credit.
Hmm. I love that movie.
Yeah. So she's done some voice work and whatnot, but 1994 was a good year for her. She had a part in Reality Bites, and then Blank Check, and then Dumb and Dumber, as well as being on MTV. So she's playing Shea Stanley. But he's taking, what, he was like wanting to open an account
or just cash the check? And they've got a $200 minimum amount to open an account.
Yeah.
That seems
At the bank I work at, $25 will get you an account open. Yeah,
that's pretty much every bank I've ever dealt with. $200?
What do you get with that $200? Oh, that's not right. That punk kid just stole his check.
Wearing that stupid hat and all.
Yep, and now they're going through the parking lot, and there's the bad guy. This is not good. They're weaving through the cars.
Oh, man, this is stressing me out.
He's chasing after to get his check back from that kid. And, oh, no. His chain fell off his bike. He's on the ground, and here comes a guy backing up, and luckily he moves out of the way, but his bike is trashed.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Huh?
I saw the whole thing. I can be a witness. It's a priceless.
Get out of here. He's perfectly all right. Archer.
Aren't you?
Good. Good thing I went underneath my car.
What about my bike?
What about your bike?
It was either one parked there.
Are you alright?
He's fine. It's just a little accident. He's okay.
I think this guy's been drinking vodka.
I have not been drinking.
Why specifically vodka? Is that just like the one alcohol that kid knows? So
probably.
He seems like he comes from a home where he would know a lot more names.
He's drinking Kentucky bourbon.
It's the police.
The po-po.
He's from Indiana. Are we in Indiana? Is this movie in
Indiana? I think so.
About taking care of our valuables.
Valuable? It was a piece of junk.
Well, if that's how you feel about a gift from your parents, I don't see
anything wrong with it. I don't want a new bike.
I want a new house. I want my brothers killed. That guy could probably do it. He should have told him, like, what do you want? I want you to kill my brothers.
Yeah, we'll call it even.
End of movie. I don't like that guy's tie. It looks too fat and too short. See what I'm saying?
I agree with you. That's very...
It doesn't look right.
But it... I don't know. Maybe they bought it specially for him. Or maybe he has an extra large neck. And so when he ties it,
long it just... neck.
Or thick neck.
Okay.
I mean long.
So... Just not... Something that would ever happen. Kid gets given a blank check by a criminal because he ran over his bike. One, because nobody writes checks anymore. I mean, some
people. That's the main thing.
Some people do. Mostly older people. Everybody else has moved on.
And they're
on.
Not hitting anybody with a car.
Well, yeah, they are, probably. But,
going half a mile an hour.
So, we are using Windows 93 to type out a fake check here.
Man, you had to do all the spacing all by yourself.
Yeah.
They didn't have the margins predetermined for you. Life was rough.
$1,000. Yeah, use that use those fonts. He's using like icicles on the letters. He should just do Comic Sans. Oh, and here we go. Being a smartass. $1,000,000. Because, you know, most people have that in an account. That won't, you know, bounce or be overdrawn at all.
Well, you make fun of it, but clearly this is a movie, so this happens.
All right, well, as a bank teller, I'm going to have a lot of information about how this could never happen. Basically, and if it were to happen, a lot of people are getting fired.
Yeah.
So, yeah, does that look like a legit check to you there with the signature, but everything else is typed out? No, it doesn't. That's fraud 101. That is something you
maybe
look for.
That's fraud 101
because
from
this
movie.
Because this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
They watched the movie Blank Check and they were like, "Oh man, we need to."
Yeah. I can ask some questions about that,
procedures and policies.
I don't think that's how that happened. So he goes to sleep dreaming of $1,000,000. Is that Gary Moore from WEEK standing in front of him?
I thought the same thing.
It kind of looks like it.
Hey, Sonny. Of course, there's a police officer right behind him.
And you like the angle there to make him look even smaller?
That was weird. It was like a fishbowl.
Yeah, it was, that's not who he wants to talk to. He wants to talk to the pretty lady. Can you cash this check, please? One, he's not going to have ID. He's a kid.
Why is that the only bank that he has the option of going to?
I don't know.
So everyone in town has to have a 200... I'm stuck on this $200 to open an account.
Yeah.
Okay,
then we better take this to be
Come on. So she's laughing at him. She understands, like, this is stupid. There's no way.
Correct.
And then, of course, Mr. Biederman is in this...
Well, because here's the thing. A check of that amount, that's gonna require the approval of the manager.
Well, yeah, but how many banks have that kind of money there, too?
Very few.
Yeah.
I know people think banks have, like, a never-ending supply of money, but that's not how things work. And I don't think there are any banks in our area where somebody could walk in and walk out with $1 million cash that day. Not going to happen. That is not a reality in what our times.
Because we were watching, what was that show we were watching not too long ago where the guy is like...
Juice?
Ew, why'd they get so close to his mouth? That was gross.
He's not thirsty. What is juice? I'm not sure what show you were talking about.
He did.
So, he has the check from Mr. Quigley, and he's supposed to be waiting for Juice. But Juice is a little kid.
It is all very strange how this is taking place. I think if I were Mr. What is it? Biederman. I would probably think the kid is Juice, too. I mean, why else would
it's brilliant. Nobody's going to suspect a kid. He's burning the check. Oh, the kid's got jokes. So he's lifting a painting, Jay Jansen style, behind his desk there, and there's a big old vault.
Jay Jansen style? What do you mean Jay Jansen lifts his painting?
No, Jay Jansen's got those big paintings of himself.
I thought it was of his wife.
Oh, I thought he was in some of them too.
Oh, maybe he is.
With the dog.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are 20s and 10s. Those aren't big bills. I thought he was getting hundreds. Hey, man, I'm Juice. I'm Tone Loke.
Does he do the voice for the wild thing. Lizard in Ferngully?
Yes, I believe he does.
Sounds like it.
I got some funky Cole Medina. Wow, a second $1 million check in a row? Seems highly unlikely. They're just handing out. Oh,
and fives now, man. That's
going to be $500. That's going to take a lot of those to get a million.
He's got license plate shirt on.
That's not cool.
Do you think it is? I mean, I don't want
to. I don't know.
Offend you?
I wouldn't buy it, but it's the 90s.
Would you have worn it then?
No, because I was his age. The kids. That guy can't tie his tie properly either. What's going on with all these people in their neckwear? Oh, Tone Loke's checking out Shorty over there. Oh, shit, man. Don't be messing up a view as good as that.
No. What is he doing out of school?
Well, you know, getting $1 million.
What? If you can make the conscious decision to be upset, then just don't.
And he's running out of a bank, which I always say is not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
Especially carrying a large bag, which looks stuffed. Do not run out of a bank. I'm Juice. Big Juice.
Uh-oh, here's the real Juice, and now Biederman's laughing. Like, is this a joke? No, so is he freaking out at this point, or is he thinking that this is just someone checking in to make sure? Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's thinking it's just someone like...
Because he's Big Juice. Little Juice just left. Didn't you see him in the hallway? Juice box?
The horse.
The horse is in the barn.
Yep.
The chicken is in the pot.
Why did he do his thumb across his nose?
It's like a sign or something. I love nothing about no horses in the barn. And I certainly don't know nothing about no chickens being in a pot, you understand? But if you do me a favor,
check right there, I could be on my way.
Wait. Quickly sent you.
That's right.
I'm Juice Man.
We're getting out of the lab.
The kid with the backpack.
He needs his money. So, yeah, the kid in the backpack, he's gone. He gone, and he's got all the money. Now, if I were okay, here we go. Now he's looking at this castle-looking house that is for sale, and he's going to make a bid on it. Which is ridiculous that a 12-year-old is bidding on a house, but he's bidding against the guy who gave him the check.
Creepy guy.
Yeah.
It's a pretty awesome looking house, though. Like, it's all stone.
It is. It's like a castle, and these old people are selling it, and he's trying to lowball them, but he's going to get a little taste of his own medicine because little boy here is going to put in a bid at just the perfect time.
It's crazy how things are working out.
I know, right? Real estate.
Man, I would love to tour that house.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds normal.
I'd like to make a cash offer on your house.
Someone else wants is that to Stephen know. Hawking?
What? On this golf?
I don't think that's appropriate.
What? 60.
What kind of house was this? And what's with your voice, pal?
Yeah.
So he notices the voice, at least. Somebody notices.
Sore throat itis.
Sore throat itis. I hate when that happens.
Right now, Cash. I walk away, you take it or leave it right now.
Ask the box.
How does he know what closing costs are?
What?
I don't know. He didn't even understand a blank check a couple days ago.
Right. And yeah, he knows what closing costs are.
Come on. Are you telling me we're gonna sit here listen to some talk?
Way to go, Mom.
With a robot voice, what is this?
Okay.
Are you prepared for the top 300?
No, I don't think I could.
Prepare to talk 300 out of your mind! We had a deal here! Are you realtors just a bunch of thrust? Is that it?
What's so it went from 160 to 300, so it nearly doubled.
Yep. Oh, he's rude. He just blew smoke in her face.
Yeah, that's rude.
The kid just got his house. Those people are going to get paid in cash, so they don't even know that. My name is Press. No, it isn't. You can't give them your real name. You're like 12. What kind of computer do I use? Oh, yeah. A Macintosh Performa 600. My name is Bingo Macintosh. Oh, just Macintosh. I thought when he said Bingo, like that was his first name. Bingo was his name-o.
B-I-N-G-O.
Oh, he just did a handspring. He's that excited. I'm rich, bitch!
No, that's making such a mess, throwing all that money around.
Those aren't even real dollars. Look at them. You can clearly tell that is not even close to looking like real money. At least when they were at the bank, that was real. So, at the bank, I actually had a $20 bill come through that was used on a TV or movie set.
How do you know that?
Because it says on the bill, not real. This is not legal tender. This is a prop. Like, it says it in small print for use in motion pictures or television. No cash value and all this
what?
Kind of stuff.
So did what happened?
The only way that would make it offset is if somebody took it offset.
Right.
And then they used it somewhere and
got away with it.
And
clearly,
some gas station in Peoria eventually got it. So I wonder how many times that thing's been circulated, because nothing's being filmed in Peoria.
No.
That would be using fake prop money. I wanted it just because I thought it was cool, but, like, I can't do that. I have to send it off for, like, you know...
That's unfortunate.
...purposes and stuff. But I thought that was cool that, like, a legit TV prop, and it looked real, but it didn't feel right, and it looked different enough, but for somebody not paying any attention, you know, yeah. they just took it in, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's $20. So, I wonder
how... Do you usually say that when you pay someone with $20?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, here's $20.
No, because I use my debit card.
Yeah, that's true. I do, too.
All right, so who is who's Shay talking to here? She's like...
Her chest.
...talking into her boobs.
She's giving him a pep talk.
I can get behind that.
Her talking to her boobs?
Why not? You said she's giving him a pep talk.
Like, but you were, like, saying it like, I can get behind that.
Getting them peppy.
Oh, I see.
So, the parents are going out.
Don't.
The brothers are in charge. This is not going to end well for Preston. Oh, he just broke the fourth wall.
He looked at us and raised his eyebrows.
He did. He gave us the raised eyebrows and...
He looked right at me.
Okay, here's the thing. He climbed down the garden, like, trellis or whatever that is. Why do any parents have those on their houses attached to a second-story window? Because that's all people do in TV shows. It's a classic trope, like, I'm going to climb down that to get out of my room and sneak out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why, is because it's in movies and TV shows.
Now, when I was a kid, though, well, in high school, my bedroom window went out onto our driveway.
Yeah.
But I didn't really sneak out. But I could have.
I want one time in my life.
We had a motion sensor light. Yeah.
And I got too paranoid, and I went back home. Like, I think I got to, like, the next yard over.
Yeah. I had some friends. We camped out in the backyard. We snuck out.
And you camped out in the backyard?
We were camping out in the backyard. And then we snuck out from the backyard past curfew and were, like, running around town. We were also drinking non-alcoholic beer, which was the only thing I had access to because that's what my grandpa drank.
What was the point of that?
Well, you
know, Those are ridiculous glasses.
So he's on a shopping spree here, and he is just living the high life. He's got a limo driver now who we have seen before. His name is Rick DeCommon, I think. I'm trying to remember how his last name is pronounced. Yeah, Rick DeCommon. Babe, you're going to hate this, but he died in 2015.
Why do you even... You don't even need to share it.
He's the third person in this movie that is dead. We have actually seen him on Drunk at the Movies before. He played one of the guys, one of the monsters in Little Monsters.
I love those bubble things, those bubble wall things.
Oh, yeah, they're totally at, what is that, Sharper Image?
Yeah.
Is well, that, is
they
that,
are still?
Is that still a store? It used to be.
I don't know for sure.
So him and his limo driver, they're now, you know, at a sporting goods store. How are all those tennis balls being shot all at that one time?
I don't know. It seems crazy.
But it's a montage. We're having fun. We've got, you know, like hip-hop music playing.
He's really bonding with the limo driver.
Yeah. He paid him in cash. Now they're rollerblading. This is like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in the mall. He's doing a shopping spree. They're following him with shopping carts. It reminds me of when Toys R Us did those contests. I so wanted to win that, where you could win like a 5-minute shopping spree in the Toys R Us, and you could get whatever you want. Good Lord.
I would want to do a grocery store.
Supermarket Sweep. That was probably your favorite game show. That is a plastic garbage can full of ice cream. That's a waste.
That
who's going to eat that much? It's going to melt. There's no way you can eat that much ice cream.
I remember feeling like this so often throughout this movie when we watched it.
That,
like,
kid's an asshole.
What was the point of that?
Yeah, it's just like, I just want a garbage can of ice cream because I can. There's no point.
I mean, the weird glasses with the jester hat on them, I might find that funny. I might buy those. But some of the other things are just outrageous.
So he's making up a mythology here for Macintosh. Oh,
Shay's running alone at night.
Yeah, she gonna get picked up by Preston here in a limo. Let's hear his game here.
My boss, Mr. Macintosh. Do you want a ride?
No, thanks. I'm out of shape.
Not from where I'm sitting, you aren't.
Right?
Hey-o.
Opening my account.
Wow, you got the $200 already?
Just about.
All right, well, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
She is in it. Immaculate shape carrying on that conversation while running.
Yeah, well, she's not also running up winded to the police van here.
No, someone could have given it back today.
Nice wheels for a kid.
Yeah, says it belongs to his boss.
I need Macintosh.
Macintosh? When are we going to see Bitterman?
So, yeah, Macintosh is his boss. He's working for him and having a Chips Ahoy truck show up at the house. And he's, what, literally moving across the street from his parents' house? Who lives across the street? Their house looks normal. And then there's a castle across the street.
Yeah.
And with just boxes of Oreos, why wouldn't you just go to the grocery store? Think of all the extra delivery charges.
I know.
He's accumulating.
It's such a waste. And there's a Coca-Cola truck.
Yeah.
All these delivery people just crowding the street, and everything about it is just absurd.
He's living
the
a
water
life
slide
of,
though sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty baller.
Yeah,
they're lifting the pipes up right now, and Preston is up on the top of the castle with a headset, and his dad sees him and he's like, oh hey, I got a job, I'm working for Macintosh, and I'm totally gonna try to hook up with this bank teller who's a lot older than me. But, you know, money talks. What's his hat?
I thought it was Green Lantern at first, but it's not. It's just an R?
I don't know what that is, because his name is Preston, so that should be a P. I don't know what this R in a green circle is, and he needs to bend that bill. That looks nerdy.
Yeah, it's huge. Well, the hat's way too big for him. Everything he's wearing is too big for him.
Yeah.
He looks like Tom and Huck.
Yeah. Another Disney movie we watched recently. Maybe that'll end up on Dishing Disney. Who knows? So, yeah.
This is a clear display of power here.
Oh, totally.
He's
like, oh, yeah, clear the street. My dad needs to go to work. And here we go. Another montage. I want candy. Bow wow wow. He's got a go-kart track in the backyard.
Now this stuff in the backyard,
pretty cool.
I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I'm good with.
He's got a go-kart track. He's got inflatables. He almost ran over Rick. He's got the bungee cord stick to the wall thing. He's got a boxing video game, which is pretty cool.
This is kind of, like, big.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, here's the Velcro inflatable wall.
I don't know that I'd be interested in that.
Yeah,
like, just running and sticking myself to the wall.
He can't get up there. He's too big. Henry's too big.
Well, he's hopping all funny. Like, spread your legs out and...
Yeah, spread your legs, Henry.
Get your hips into it.
Put your back into it. Blood okay. rush to his head.
Why did they do that as a subtitle? Blood rush to his head.
And they did subtitles for everything.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh. Hmm. That cash has a weird watermark on it that seems very unrealistic. Under black light it says FBI. And that's the money from the realtor.
And she had it in the backpack, too.
Yes. Now he's hanging out with Juice and Biederman.
Way
all those white kids look alike. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He pops a kid's balloon with a cigar.
This guy is just evil.
Now, this is weird.
Yeah, I agree. I felt that this was a crazy
it's expense, been
unnecessary.
How many days? 2 days now?
Oh, all those screens remind me of, what's that movie with...
Oh, there's the water slide.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he goes
Total
to
Recall.
Mars. Yeah, Total Recall. All those screens on the wall.
Yeah.
I liked that part of the movie. I love that movie anyway, but...
Is Shay gonna have three boobs?
I don't think we find out.
No. There, I
that
have...
would ruin your fantasy, or would that add to it?
I mean, I'll try anything once, I guess. but I have yet to find a Disney movie that has, nudity.
That's probably a good thing. I mean, kind of goes
I can handle it, but...
The children that watch Disney movies probably shouldn't handle that.
Yeah. So he's chilling in the pool. He's, talking about his deposit that he's wanting to make.
I love that,
Bank tellers don't go to houses to open accounts.
You don't do that?
No.
Oh, man, the slide starts in his office.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool. That's like a secret entrance. And, yeah, she's making house calls to open an account. Highly unlikely. Well, I guess Mr. McIntosh, he knows a good man when he sees one. Will he be opening up the account with us? Maybe. Yeah? We have to figure out how much she flirts with him.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. Like, the compliments she's giving him are...
She's trying to get information because she knows something's up.
It's still inappropriate. I'm not.
Oh, I know. Okay. Because we know he's going to flirt.
Wouldn't mind?
Hasn't complained yet.
Okay. I'll come by around 8.
Okay. It's weird that she's just like, yeah, cool, no problem. That's completely normal for a 12-year-old boy to conduct a millionaire's financial business.
Yeah.
All right, cool, yeah. See you at 8.
Maybe he's an eccentric millionaire. He's like a Willy Wonka character. Oh. Here we go.
Or he's like a Michael Jackson.
This is pep talk here.
Type millionaire.
Henry's going to give him the ins and outs of... Hey, love, look at this bod. See,
of course, you know... Does this sure say booty? Now it's of a Greek god, really. Think
about it. I mean, women like to have a good bod because they want to... I swear it sure says booty. But not with those arms. It does.
Why?
Booty United? Is that what that says?
I think it does.
Oh, wait. Whoa. I'm having a vision here of a date, the perfect date for you guys.
Steak Heaven!
Oh, my little friend, you really have the hots for this one, huh?
Steak Heaven.
You know, really babe, I should scale, I'd take you to Steak you Heaven any night. Wouldn't want that. But you wouldn't like that. You like vegetables.
You know, I'm sure they have vegetables at Steak Heaven.
But the food in there
heaven
doesn't say
yeah
all you can eat here. Does it say here on the sign?
But he's telling him how to smuggle food out of a buffet. Snackaroo.
Oh. Women love that. You get home and you got a pocket full of hot wings. There's nothing more that impresses a woman.
Yeah, I get all really hot and bothered when you
babe, you like
put extra
you
leftovers
do like
in your,
hot wings though
in your pocket.
I have a feel. I've had pocket cheese curds before.
That's true. You have done that.
I've had me some pocket curds, but I've never had pocket wings. But I feel if
that
I...
That would be so messy.
No,
because
I...
Pocket curds are bad enough because all the little crumblies are probably in your pocket. Or
if I was getting pocket wings, I would get the dry rub. Another montage of him playing with ridiculous stuff.
I don't like it. It's making me dizzy.
This is the third one. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Oh, yeah, yeah, Wonder Man. I don't know that song.
I don't either.
And
I'm just glad that
now he's...
That seems awful, too.
He's bowling... And a little metal ball. The sumo suits. I've worn one of those before. At a lock-in. with the hairpiece and everything. There's actually photographic evidence of it. I think I have one somewhere. Yeah. But yeah, I've wore a sumo suit. I don't think that's a thing, though. I think it's insensitive and probably looked not looked upon kindly. So he's wearing a suit at the dinner table. That one looks like it maybe fits him. And it's like a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, tie, it's actually kind of cool, the vest.
Yeah, that one I can get behind. Plan 442. What's Plan 442?
What's the investment plan you've been working on? Your prospectus.
Prospectus. What are you doing going to my...
Proboscis.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but I told Mr. McIntosh about your Plan 442. And he was very, very interested. Yep, I promised him I'd bring a copy of it tonight and show it.
He's full of shit.
He's a little lying asshole.
Yeah. No. Ever since he got, working with this McIntosh guy. And again, why would they think their 12-year-old is working with some millionaire that is moving across the street yet they've never seen?
I mean, it may be a believable thing, but it's not something I would ever allow. Like, no, I need to meet this grown man who...
He wants to meet him. That's when he diddles me.
That's a weird thing for a 12-year-old to say.
Lucky dog. Oh, mom did not like that.
Yeah, this whole dinner time interaction is...
Later toads. He called his parents toads.
I'm gonna start
calling people toads. Lady toads. All right, so let's see what...
Oh, do you like the sleeves on that dress?
Ah, they're not as bad as some... I have more of a problem with the collar on the dress. I think, I don't know. He just put his sunglasses in a wine glass.
Well, he's not going to be drinking any wine.
That's true. Yeah, I have more of a problem with the thing around her neck than her sleeves. What'd they get? Weenie? He's putting subliminal messages in
there. They said this is to Mr. Waters and his guest. Is he Mr. Waters?
Yeah, Preston Waters.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, he bought her something from Zales.
That's his actual last name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember them saying that.
Or is it from Jones Brothers Jewelers? It's from Mr. McIntosh for opening an account.
I've already given you $200 to open a bank account.
Bitch, put that necklace on. He has $1 million. I'm just giving you a necklace that cost about $80. So she's asking what McIntosh does. A little of this, a little of that. He's in importing and exporting with Vandalay Industries. Do you get that reference?
Seems vaguely familiar, like I should.
Seinfeld. George Costanza made up the name Art Vandalay.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, what's the shortest guy you ever dated? The youngest. He's definitely fishing for something here. What's your gag reflex like?
You never asked me that.
I didn't have to.
Hey!
Hey-o! That's the kind of stuff you can get on Dishing Disney.
No, it's not. Oh, goodness. What just happened?
He just got prawns all over himself.
He took the whole tablecloth, everything on it.
Yeah.
We're getting a better glimpse of that vest.
If this was an 80s movie, her dress would have come off with it, though.
What?
I've seen enough 80s movies. If it wasn't a Disney movie, like somehow the tablecloth would have been attached to her dress. And when he fell and the tablecloth was ripped away.
Or at least ripped.
Her dress would have...
completely off?
I've seen weirder things happen in 80s movies. So now they're having like burgers and fries and they are in some kind of fountain place. and he's gonna get her all wet so he can use his pickup line. He's like, there's so many different ones. You want me to like rattle them off right now? Okay, the first one is the standard, like, let's get you out of these wet clothes. Second one be like, I'm gonna make you squirt like this fountain.
You jumped straight to it. You didn't even like ease your way into the nasty ones. Your number two was like the most disgusting one.
These fountains got you wet? You want to get wetter? What's the smallest guy you ever been with? You ever made out with a kid in an oversized suit? She's hugging on him.
Yeah.
Like, there. Oh, we almost saw a little butt cheek there.
There was her butt.
A little bit of butt. So, yeah. Now she's soaked, dancing around with a 12-year-old. There's probable cause for him to be developing feelings, getting, you know, mixed messages a little bit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous for him to think he has a shot here, but she's not helping him
at all.
So, yeah, Juice is like, what's going on there?
Why are they all just saying shh?
Uh-oh. A race to the limo.
Oh, they slipped and they fell. Man. Shay's freezing. Give her your jacket, Preston.
She's freezing?
What she said.
Could you tell visibly?
No, she's visibly because I read the subtitles.
Gotcha.
I wasn't looking at her breasts.
Yeah, you were.
If that's what you're asking
you
me.
You were. I seen it.
No. When can I see you again?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
In his dreams. What? I said in his dreams. Why are you smacking me? They heard that. This microphone's very sensitive.
Good.
Ow!
Well?
Quit hitting me.
That's what you get.
I'm being abused. I was physically abused in the ear.
And she just said it's a date
again. She did just say it's a date. Now,
she said it earlier.
So, that means they've already had one date. They have a second date planned. Third date. He's like, I only got to get her to commit to one more.
Like, this is weird. I can't imagine myself being a grown woman. And not only was it inappropriate for her to make a house call, like you said earlier.
Right.
But now she's been spending the evening with this boy.
Yeah, because she's just looking at her.
They didn't even discuss financials.
Would you say 30?
30, 35.
I'm going to bet closer to 30. She may even be in her late 20s, but I'm going to say 30.
Oh, well, that haircut doesn't do her any favors.
So she's about your age. And yeah, like, if you were riding around in a limo with a 7th grader, I would have questions.
Yeah. And the fact that she was like, I had a really nice time. Can't wait to do this.
But, you know, when you're working undercover, I guess you're able to get away with things. I don't know. I don't know if statutory is one of those things you can get away with. But, you know.
How's he have his backpack back? Because unless that realtor collected money in her own backpack, well, that was weird. Right? You saw she had a backpack that looked just like that, right?
Oh. Girlfriend, biggest birthday party ever added to the list. Number
Sylvia's
5.
Wishes are changing.
Stank on my hang low.
What?
That's
you're disgusting.
That's like a 90s phrase. Right?
I've never heard that. I'm pretty sure I know what you're saying.
No, you definitely know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I've never heard that before.
Really?
And that's gross.
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but that's definitely a phrase. I did not invent it. You can't say, I want some strange. That's a little more modern, but stink on my hang low, I think, could have been said at that era.
He's never got batting cages. And that's I wish you would stop saying it.
What, stink on my hang low?
Please stop. Are his brothers little bitches now?
He just hit one of them with a line drive. And I've seen Major League Baseball players take a line drive to the face and never play again. He just got up and was like, yeah, get back to Waxing.
And a hard head.
I guess. That is a cool looking house. Is it worth $300,000? It's probably worth more than that, right? $300,000 seems kind of low.
Well, they were only asking $160,000.
Let's be honest. It's bumfuck Indiana.
Yeah.
It's not like a big city. Do you recognize this lady?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
She was on, she's like a choreographer, and she was on a sitcom. Debbie Allen is her name. The sitcom she was on was, well, one, she was in Fame, but that's not what I'm thinking of. She was also in Grey's Anatomy, so Drew knows who she is. But there was a TV show in the 90s that I watched. Ah, that's it. In the House. She was on that. And also A Different World. And, oddly enough, 1991, she was in an episode of Quantum Leap. So Brianna and I started watching Quantum Leap last night. So I guess we will see Debbie Allen again. But In the House, that was the LL Cool J show, I think. Yes. And Carlton was in it. It ran from 95 to 99, and she was on that show. That's what I remember her from. So Henry's wanting to go out or whatever.
Yeah, he's got other plans. Yeah. He want to hang out with Preston.
Well,
he's pretty bummed.
Yeah, Preston can't drink, you know? Like, he's got grown-up friends. It'd be weird if Henry was always hanging out with this kid.
Yeah, even stranger than Shay hanging out with this kid all the time.
Agreed. Like, I think, okay, in real talk here, Henry could get in a lot more trouble hanging out with 12-year-old Preston all the time than Shay could. Stigma-wise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people may question what Shay's motives are, but people would definitely question what Henry's motives are. Like, you're not his father figure. What's your plan here? Why are you hanging out with this kid, you weird limo driver? He just likes dressing up in sumo suits and wrestling with kids.
He's in a purely platonic way.
Why does his jacket say
That's
roots?
That's what the R is.
Roots? Kunta Kinte?
No.
LeVar Burton?
That must be the name of his school.
He's on the drunken Lullabies Wall of Fame.
I know that.
He didn't hit a kid, he hit his bicycle. Get it right, Tone Loc. You know Tone Loc, right? Like, yes. You remember his hit songs and everything.
Oh, I mean, not off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure we went through this when we watched it together and you said...
Oh, we went through it earlier. I said, Wild Thing, Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah.
You know, he is Juice. He did...
I was mostly concerned about him being the voice of the lizard in Grungly at that time when we were going over that.
But. He also had a really good 1994, much like Karen Duffy. He was in another Jim Carrey movie as well, but not Dumb and Dumber. He was in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I remember.
So,
he was a good guy, though.
Yeah.
He was one of the police officers or something.
He had Ferngully, and then he did Ace Ventura. He's had his music in a lot of different songs for sure, or a lot of different movies for sure. But I'm pulling them up here. Yeah, Ferngully, Bebe's Kids. He was in Poetic Justice with Janet Jackson. Surf Ninjas with the Asian guy from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Blank Check. He's got a tie-in to Disney, aside from this. The same year, he did a voice on the Aladdin TV series.
Now it looks like we're on the Riverwalk and we're in the Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger. Yeah, that was a great episode. Go back and check that one out in the archives. But yeah, they're not in San Antonio.
No. Indiana.
But, yeah, Tone Loc doesn't do much acting. I believe, I can't remember if it was Tone Loc or if it was his brother Young MC, but one of them was on one of those 90s nostalgia tours recently and played Peoria. So we could have heard Funky Cole Medina or Bust a Move. I'm not sure which.
Don't just stand don't there, bust a move.
Don't blow chunks in my car. If you're going to spew, spew into this. That's Wayne's World. That was another episode we already did.
I don't like when people say blow chunks.
Well, that's a 90s phrase. Nobody says that anymore.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to start saying blow chunks and calling people toads.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, man, that guy got a handful of cash.
he got a whole strap there.
Just out playing Frisbee in the park, and you just get a whole...
Just because... Whatever,
depending on what denomination the...
He never skipped leg day, and they, like, zoomed in on his legs. He got a whole wad of cash there. I don't know what is going on here. This is ridiculous. There is a car driving...
American Ninja Warrior.
This is
for
like
cars.
Monster trucks. There is a car driving across other cars with Biederman.
Oh, it is Monster Trucks, isn't it? Yeah. He's in a row of cars now.
Yes, it's like Bigfoot. But now Preston's taken off on his bike. Tone looks a little sweaty there.
Well, he was running. He was trying to chase.
Oh, there's a Butch. The resident bitch. He did commercial work, too. I remember seeing him in commercials.
Take a hike, butt brain. Oh. They're preparing for the party.
Yeah, and he can't have any fun.
Debbie being super bossy.
She is. She wants to meet Mr. McIntosh because she's dressed like, I don't even know what. Is this to die over?
Like she's from the Beetlejuice movie.
Yeah, totally.
She's the realtor.
From hell.
Where did you find her?
The Yellow Pages. That, okay, so he said, what does this cost? But the caption said, what is this costing?
Yeah.
Is that proper English? Kinda.
What is this costing? Is that what the one you're asking about?
I guess it is.
I don't think I could tell you.
Holy shit.
For 100%.
This guy's Suge Knight. He's dangling Vanilla Ice over the top of the building here. They literally just took a 12-year-old and kind of held him over the edge of a of a building.
Yeah, shit's getting serious.
And here's Shay. She's back at the house looking for her second date.
She's thirsty for this 12-year-old. Strange bang.
The brothers are like, dude, what the hell? He sure knows how to get a girlfriend. They're jealous.
Girlfriend. Yeah. Love pilot.
Oh, they called her a gold digger. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no 12-year-old.
Bro. What? Those glasses are silly, too.
Yeah. They're like, dude, did you get any stank on your hang low?
Stop!
Put some stank on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give some shout-outs to some of our drunkomaniacs that are excited to hear this episode, apparently. Ryan, my former coworker at the bank, I'm sure he will have some insight as well for this movie, because it's ridiculous. And then also George, who sat in on the Little Monsters episode, Corey from B-Movie Breakdown, and of course Britt, a reoccurring guest. We hung out with him last for Groundhog Day, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for checking out the show. And you can be up on sneak previews of what we're watching if you follow on Facebook. Just go to Drunk at the Movies on Facebook, hit follow, like, all that kind of stuff, and Drunken Lullabies as well. I like to post memes.
I like his bow tie and his vest.
It's very pop art, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lichtenstein? What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that.
Why would you skin a cat, Dustin?
I mean, there's multiple reasons, I guess.
But, no, what are the reasons?
Pelts.
For what?
Warmth.
Oh.
The frontier days. Lots of cats.
We don't live in the frontier days. No. I meant present day.
Why would I skin a cat? Because I'm a sociopath?
I believe that.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, if you were to skin a cat in today's day and age, that's about it. Or you're in advanced biology in high school.
Yeah.
But those
it's
were...
It's just a cat carcass, right?
Correct. It was already dead when I got it. But I cut it up. Yeah. I had to.
You just sound way too calm about it.
I didn't enjoy it. And I'm not even a cat person. Or, I mean, like, an, I mean, that would, I guess, doesn't make sense. Because that would mean I...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
You obviously would want to skin a cat.
Right. I did not skin a cat. I did not. So now he's got a white tux. Henry's in a black standard one.
It does look pretty awesome.
And, oh, the presents, those are from Mr. McIntosh. He's like, who the hell are you, eyebrows? This is my party. These people right? brought these for me. I don't even know you, and I'm paying for all this.
Have some pretty ridiculous... Well, that's because his
what is
hair
that?
Is colored orange.
That guy, the server was pouring champagne and just, like, sprinkling it all across the glasses. Not very practical. Preston doesn't know any of these people. How are they there? Why are they there? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
This is supposed to be his party, but he doesn't
They're
know.
They're there for McIntosh, and he's made it seem like it's McIntosh's birthday.
Yeah, but who are they in regards to McIntosh?
Just very curious people.
Oh, they're going to nail him? What?
So they are going to get some...
Shay's going to fuck that kid.
Yeah, pizza and ice cream. Where is it?
They got manna, I believe, from the Old Testament there. So Henry's at least having fun, but Preston's now embarrassed. He's like, these people are turds,
Henry
man.
Henry trying to talk some sense into him.
Yeah.
Would you just relax? She'll be here. Man, gotta call what you thought it would be like, Hank, being rich, huh?
Oh, he gone.
Preston is upset.
Why are there random loaves of bread? That is weird, though,
it
right?
It is, I agree.
And they're not even good loaves of bread. They're very
are
hard
they
and stale.
Are they just for decoration?
Yeah, Debbie Allen is a horrible decorator if she thinks, you know, carbs are good decoration. That's a tenth of his money, right? For this party. And she's not even going to fuck him.
And he already paid her $10,000. So
that was a deposit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$110,000? Thinking about that today.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For this party?
And that party doesn't even look that fun. No, I could have a lot better of a...
There's just food and a bunch of balloons and a band.
Uh-oh, he's negative. Well, that's not insufficient funds.
It would be if he tried to take that.
Gotcha. Well, if you bounce a check, it's going to be a $36 fine. Oh, the backpack's
empty.
Well,
like, probably 1,000 of it went to that man in the park. Random dude.
It's all gone. Oh, and here comes his dad. That water slide cost $12,000.
What did?
The water slide.
I believe it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a favor. Go easy on my kid. His dad misses him.
This is the sad part. He's sitting in the chair and
his dad's talking to who he thinks is Macintosh, but he's actually talking to his kid.
He's realizing the mistake of pushing him too hard and making him focus too much on money.
That's all right. He'll be getting arrested for assault in about 5 years.
But then he'll be playing in a band. Yeah. And now he's married.
Now he's singing The Boys of Summer. And So Long Astoria. The Atari's had a few good records. It was a long time ago, but I own a few records. He should have the computer talk for him. Dad. I am Macintosh.
Oh, man, Dad's gone. He was about to have...
Why is he driving? He could just walk across the street, right?
Dad, wait!
Wait, Dad.
I don't think they live just right across the street. I think they live down a little bit.
Oh.
He left because you were a jerk to him.
Big fat guy?
Big guy, white limo. That's very descriptive.
He's gone.
Super specific.
Oh, he has none.
He's just pouty.
Mickey Mouse Club song is playing currently. Why is Shay walking in the middle of them there? Oh, now he's vulnerable. Here she comes with her cleavage to swoop in for the kill. Oh, she was ready to write down all that information there. No, you weren't.
She said Mr. Macintosh.
Look, it's very, very important that I find Mr. Macintosh right now. Do you understand? He's nowhere. He's gone. You better leave, too. Preston, you could be in danger.
Just go, okay?
The necklace was taken away.
She is wearing the necklace.
She is. And if he were 2 years older, he wouldn't have been making eye contact with her.
If he was 2 years older?
Yeah, I don't...
She is running in those heels? That was impressive.
Like, the lady in Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we talk about that when we watched that movie? Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah, well, because there was one day that I had to run from the house to my car.
Puppy butt.
In heels as well, when it was raining. And I basically said, like, I need to be the next.
Yeah. Can we call Jackson Puppy Butt? That's a fun name.
Yeah, sounds good. Along with Toad. Jackson gets to be my guinea pig for all the new names I pick up.
I'm sure that a little Mr. Man. Give me back my groove? Oh, that was a song lyric. There's a lot of going on in the captions right now.
This is super dramatic.
Oh, yeah, here we go. The curtain is being pulled back. Who's that kid? This is his party. I don't know who you people are.
Gone, and he's not coming back. So I think you should all leave too. So go. Gone.
The beer I'm drinking is a 90s reference, too. Wake Up Neo. It's a Matrix reference. You are drinking...
Completely different movie.
You're drinking Fist City. Okay, and they take their presents back. That's pretty...
That's rude.
That's gauche.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
That's what?
Gauche.
What's
Oh, they mean? Just ripped out her weave. Bitch, no, they didn't.
That seemed more like a wig, because it didn't, like... It wasn't... The rest of her hair was undisturbed.
I was disturbed.
Sorry.
That's a lot...
You were disturbed.
Yeah. That's a lot of TVs just on static. I think that's a bit dramatic.
That rhymed.
Yeah, he could have something on there. Now you could just get a TV that is that size and not have to have that six
a TV? 30, it'd be more like a screen, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah.
Like a...
But there's like 36 TVs right there to make up that wall. Uh-oh, here we go. Bad guys.
Said, happy birthday, I'm here to blow out your candles.
That's gross. I was hoping Shay was doing the blowing tonight. Why they bent that key like nobody's going to be able to get into the house because there's a key stuck in the lock.
Well, if it's locked.
Yeah, but there's other entrances.
Well, yeah. But that was the only entrance that they had in mind, apparently.
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. That's how I work it.
All right, Missy Elliott.
Well, that's what he asked. Where's Macintosh?
Nowhere. Macintosh is nowhere.
Where is he?
There is no Macintosh. There is no Macintosh. That's what I just said.
I wouldn't admit that to these guys.
With your money.
You outbid me?
Yeah, with your own money.
You trying to tell me that this little bitty boy right here...
Little bitty boy.
Bitty. B-I-D-D-Y, not B-I-T-T-Y. Little bitty boy.
Listen, kid, you know it's illegal to take things that don't belong to you.
I know.
But they took it in the first place.
Don't do it. It's a trick. Get out of here. Son, I don't want to take you to the police. Just tell me, okay? Where's my money?
Well, if you want $330 of it, I've got that.
I've seen movies.
Oh, it's only been 6 days?
6 days, yes.
Holy shit.
6 days. He's gone on 3 dates with a pretty cute 30-year-old. He's blown through $1 million. Highly unlikely. He bought a house.
Yeah.
I bought a house. The house we are in, it took me longer than 6 days.
Installed from the office to the pool.
Yeah, it's... This makes no sense how this could happen in 6 days. But I've seen the movie Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor where he had to spend a bunch of money quickly.
I mean, I could if that was the goal, but if I were given $1 million, it would last me a while.
I would like to think.
Went down the secret passage to the pool. Juice has got to go get him.
He's like, I can't swim.
Oh. They got out there just as fast as he did. Did you notice that? They came outside just at the same time he splashed into the pool.
Yeah, so it wasn't much of a shortcut.
No, not at all. They should have all just run around the same way. But now he's all soaking wet.
And now he shut the lights off. Excuse me. I had to belch.
You're excused.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, Biederman wants some dessert.
He's distracted by the desserts.
Fat man
that
wants food.
That does look pretty. But it's so cute, I wouldn't want to eat it.
Carl, juice? No, I want my dessert.
Why would any grown man want to be referred to as Juice?
Yeah.
As a grown man,
I agree.
Do you...
Yeah, I would prefer to be called Hard Cider. I think that carries a little more street cred.
If we're talking about, like, drink varieties.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be called, like, whiskey or vodka. We're just talking strictly non-alcoholic drinks.
Well, whiskey and vodka are alcoholic.
So is hard cider.
No, but hard cider is like grown-up juice. So apparently putting this weird virtual reality thing on Biederman's head is making him freak out.
Yeah, he completely believes he's in this virtual reality.
And he's wrestling with an inflatable dinosaur. This is ridiculous.
It is, and now he's gonna lift that.
Yeah.
What were those things?
I don't know.
Called?
It looks like something from Super Mario Brothers.
A bumble ball.
Yeah.
I used to love those things. I never got one.
Apparently, one of our neighbors needs a muffler, but luckily, the bass king of South Pekin hasn't driven by while we've been recording.
Oh man, I heard it earlier though. I was afraid it would be happening during this.
We were at the Dollar General a week ago, and. I know it's like a bus barn type of building, but it was literally reverberating from the inside. We were buying shampoo, and we could hear the bass on this vehicle in the parking lot. It was ridiculous.
It's just funny that you specifically said that we were buying shampoo.
Well, we were. Shampoo is better.
If we had been buying something different, maybe the way that we heard it would have been...
You also bought a razor.
Yes, I did, to shave my legs.
Yep, because I prefer shaven legs. I'll admit it. Not that I need to, but...
Yeah.
I don't want to date Captain Caveman.
Well...
Captain Caveman!
What if I start singing that?
No.
I stop shaving my legs completely and then start singing that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why not? You do all of your impressions.
I don't want my legs to be smoother than yours. And we all know mine are pretty
damn smooth.
You have baby smooth
legs.
I got hair in several other places, but my legs, I take after my dad. I made fun of him for years, and apparently karma came back. Because that's just how it works, and I have very hairless, smooth legs as well.
I'm jealous.
They've talked about it on Couch Pilots before. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't wear shorts a whole lot, so I don't know if all my leg hair rubbed off. No, that's not how it works?
No, that can't be it.
Well, apparently I just need to start shaving my legs and they'll grow in thicker.
Yeah.
But that seems ridiculous. I don't even shave my face, so why should I shave my legs? Uh-oh, here we go.
Spaghetti-o.
He's in that metal ball going around the go-kart track. Is Henry going to come back? The limo driver?
We'll see.
Do you think that would make you that disoriented?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think he would get that much lift on it.
No.
He's gonna drown. That thing's gonna sink to the bottom.
Yeah, now he's just committing murder.
And he's locked in that... Oh. Clever plot device. The ball opened up. Otherwise, Preston just fucking killed a guy.
Oh, no! Quigley's got him!
Yeah, but guess what?
Isn't that funny that his name is Quigley?
Shay's gonna come in and rescue, right? Yeah, there she is. She got a gun and everything. What's happened here? She, like, had it strapped to her thigh with a garter under her miniskirt.
Is that just what you had in your mind?
Yeah, that's my fan fiction version. Yeah, female body inspector. High five! That's what his brothers would have said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have given them a high five either.
Thank you. If you don't high five me, I high five myself.
Why is that guy's jacket half off? Oh, yeah, Big Papa McIntosh. Uh-oh. He's a banker. I thought he was a lot more than just a banker. I'm a banker.
What's it have to do with anything?
I own a bank. I'm a banker. I own a bank. I can do anything. Oh, look at that ponytail. Uh-oh. There's blueberries and cherries all over the castle. Have you seen the little boy? He's probably with...
Yes, I have. He's inside with the FBI.
At least 2.5 times his age. Yep, there she is.
So she used her real name.
Yeah. Google wasn't a thing back then.
That's true.
Facebook. Now you could look up a name and be like, oh, she FBI. I won't fuck with that.
She's still flirting.
Oh, yeah, here we... Okay.
Clicks lips.
6 years.
6 years, he'll be 18.
Oh, snap. He just got a kiss.
It wasn't even like a little tiny kiss, too. They did the pen turn.
It wasn't on the cheek. It was on the lips, was not open mouth.
Lock lips, turn head.
But she just said in 6 years.
So he'll be 18 if we were correct in thinking he's 12 in this.
Right. Exactly. So
he'll be legal.
He now is going to be thinking of that for years. And he's going to be coming to find FBI agent Shay. And then he gets arrested for stalking.
Oh, Henry.
Oh, Henry's back. He's like, come find me in 5 years.
He got at least it wasn't a full garbage can.
That's still way too much ice cream.
Still, yeah, definitely. But if you're going to a party and it's like, yeah, guys, I don't mind sharing ice cream.
And he paid for it himself.
Yeah. Well, he got paid an awful, ridiculous amount of money for driving him
around. For 6 days.
Right?
6 days. He should have invested that money. This is ridiculous. I miss you too, Henry. You're my boy. I love you. I don't like my dad. I'm right here, Preston.
Why couldn't you still come see him just because he didn't have money anymore?
Will you be my big brother? Style.
You know what you have? S-T-Y-L-E.
Style.
His sunglasses don't fit on him.
Yeah, he doesn't have them directly behind his ear.
Yeah, they're not sitting on his ears. Yeah.
So he's going to take that garbage can of ice cream because Preston's still an ungrateful twat. He learned nothing.
McIntosh wasn't who we thought he was. That's what he's telling his dad.
Yeah, he's still not being like he was not a real person.
Right.
He's not being honest. He's like, dude, though, do you see that girl? Did you see her? Five years.
No, 6 years.
Six years, Dad. She went all up on his dick. She's going to be thinking about that for the next 6 years.
Oh, they're witnessing happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, dear Preston. We're going to break the fourth wall to end the movie. This is where it turns into Big. Be careful what you wish for. He makes a wish and then he grows big and then he fucks Shay in the sequel.
What else do I want? I mean, got everything that I need right here.
Man, some crazy life lessons.
See? He's like, on the other hand.
It's
stank on my hang low. I want some stank on my hang low.
Please stop.
Shay Stanley. And there we go. That was Blank Check. Well, that was fun. A ridiculous movie with a ridiculous premise that I've seen multiple times, but still find some enjoyment in. Brianna, thank you for watching this with me again.
Oh, hey, thanks for allowing me to sit on my couch this evening.
I like to think of it as our couch. thank you to the Drunken Maniacs out there that are listening to this. I appreciate you checking out this show and keeping up with Drunk at the Movies. Be sure to go visit our sponsors, Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, down on the riverfront. Get some fantastic beers, some Illinois prairie style beer, because that's how we do it. It's our bicentennial. 1818, Illinois became a state. Support Illinois. Drink Illinois beer. And again, next week, we may not have an episode because we're going to be at Disney World. But if we have an episode, you're welcome. Be sure to follow us at Drunk at the Movies on Facebook. And if you want to hear Brianna and I talk more Disney nonsense and get a little more in-depth and have a little more polished of a show, check out Dishing Disney. We do it on Thursdays. We do two movie review episodes a month. And we have a top five episode every month in between. It is June. We did Alice in Wonderland. Then we had a top five live action movies. Blank Check was not on my top five.
Mine either.
It's a movie I've seen a lot, but it didn't make my top five. But the next episode we have Lady and the Tramp. And that was your number five animated movie.
Yep.
Alice in Wonderland was my number five animated movie. So we've got those coming up. We have some new episodes ready for July that we're looking forward to recording. So check those out. Dishing Disney on Facebook, at Dishing Disney on Twitter. You can chime in, help pick what episodes are next. We do polls and votes, and your votes do matter. So, all right. Well, Brianna and I are probably still going to hang out and drink some more beer and watch some more shows. But until the next time, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.